Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti with my lovely co-host, Veronica. Hi, Henny.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Oh, I'm just I'm groovy.
I just have to tell you that there are eagles in our tree. They're not there this very minute, but through the shows, they've been flying and mating and playing and tumbling around right in front of us right now.
Oh, how fat. Well, I'm glad somebody's mating.
Well, they're doing it for you. It's just a projection. What kind
of thing? I know. I'm sure it is. Absolutely. Well, let me know when it becomes a reflection.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I thought you'd appreciate that. Yeah,
yeah, I absolutely do. Okay, tonight's show, Projections and Reflections, Creating in the New Energies. And it's getting tricky out there. I love this quote, though. You are the person behind the curtain as well as the one with the ruby slippers on. Mm. I love that. And unfortunately, once again, I didn't spell right. I just have to warn everybody, when the show titles come out, just look at them and giggle.
Giggling's good.
Yes, it is. It is good, isn't it?
I think we've all learned to forgive misspellings on the computer, since all you have to do is look at it sideways and it changes things.
Well, down. I'm always altered when I put them in. I don't know why, but all of a sudden I go into an altered state. And listen, I don't even try to figure it out anymore. I just live here. Show dedication. This has been all over the web, at least for me. I received it first from someone I didn't even know, and then I received it many times over. So if everyone will just join us as we hold the energy of this prayer to the water in the Gulf. This is from Dr. Emoto, who did such wonderful work with water in all of his books that he's done. And so he wrote this prayer for the Gulf. I send the energy of love and gratitude to the water and all living creatures in the Gulf of Mexico and its surroundings, to the whales, the dolphins, the pelicans, the fish, shellfish, plankton, coral, algae, and all living creatures. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And I thought that was really beautiful and something that certainly would be wonderful to say on a regular basis. If anybody hasn't already received it, please let me know and I'll send it off to you. I also got this in the mail. It was sent to me with somebody's initials, JM. I have no idea who it is, but thank you. And it's called A Message from God. There is no supplication that stirs me, no prayer that invites me further into your world, unless it is attended with the feeling of unity and wholeness. There is no temple or sacred object that touches me. They do not, nor have they ever brought you closer to my outstretched hand. My presence in your world is unalterable, for I am the sanctuary of both the cosmos and the one soul inside you. And the person that sent this said this was found at an archaeological find in New Mexico, which the government has hidden. It touched my heart when I heard it on last night on a radio show. I have no idea whose show it was on. I hope it touches yours, JM. So I was very, very grateful for this. I think it's absolutely beautiful.
It is indeed.
I just kind of want to talk about the energies that are coming up. We're already feeling this huge energy that's coming. I'm sure everybody's feeling it. It feels very exciting and, intermittently can feel exhausting, just depending on where you... I've been so energized, except for today, because we did some really big work today that just really... I have one client that is always working in the collective, and so when she does a session, her intentions usually run 6 to 8 pages. And... and she is a collective herself. So it's like every time I look at the book every week and I see her name in there and I think, oh, God, I know this is big work, but oh. And she knows I tell her the same thing. June 26th, We have a lunar eclipse, the vibration, well, this person says of an 8, as above, so below, and within. This configuration gives to you the infinity portal, escorting you past all previous limitations. It's a number of going beyond what you know to be your normal boundaries. It asks you to fly to the moon and stop by the Milky Way on your way back. It's pure spiritual atomic energy, a pure power source. It is success, prosperity, and big business with the added flavor of universal blessing. It is, I'm speaking to you too, Veronica. It is finally remembering about your divine inheritance promised to you by your holy creator. It is turning your nose up at earthly limitations and walking forward and upward into a place of opulence and bounty.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was just like, whoa. We have a second eclipse coming up, and this is solar rather than lunar on July 11th. And this is about the essence of the 11 in all her glory. When the forces of 11 become fully activated, they have the power to change history in the making. The gateway to all that is 11 is riding within a hair of instantaneous manifestation, letting go of man-made manifestation and coming into Christed creation. Doorways open, doorways close, and you are in between all. Conscious creation with 11-second intervals of thought. I mean, we're moving into some of the biggest stuff that we've ever, 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 ever seen, and I'm just like, oh, Lord. But certainly our reality is showing it to us. I don't know about you, Veronica, but I've had 3 deaths in the last week.
Yeah.
Have you had some too?
Yeah, well, one major, my daughter's friend. And so I'm having a gathering of women here this weekend for fun and art play, but I'm having my grandson here too because he had to go somewhere. But it was pretty shocking and tragic for them all.
I had one brother who was a paraplegic of one of my clients.
Mm-hmm.
And he had finally decided to get out of his apartment and actually booked a trip to Alaska. We were all very excited that he was going to do this, and had an aneurysm and boom, was gone.
Mm.
Another client, her brother was very depressed and had lost hope, and he killed himself, but it took him 3 different ways to try to do it before he was actually gone.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, over a matter of a couple of hours.
Oh, my.
This one was tough. You know, he sat in the car with the garage door down and the engine running. That didn't work. Slashed his ribs. That didn't work. And then shot himself. And then I have another friend of 22 years that, you know, just wasn't feeling well, went in and laid down and never got up.
Wow.
So,
were they all men?
No, this last one was a woman. 2 of them died on the same day on Sunday.
Hmm.
So what I'm, you know, I just want to say we may have a lot of people, I think, that it feels like this is a major portal or gateway for people to come and go right now. So for those that are choosing not to stay for this last 2 years, which are going to be pretty dicey, you know, and, you know, it's really... for those that want to go, it's perfect, you know. So, you know, I try to send everybody off in as much love and light. And, you know, I call in the team and ask them to, you know, help them make their adjustments. And unfortunately, the difficult part is dealing with the people who grieve.
That's right. I was just going to say that in several experiences that I've had recently, when the being is on the other side and the people are grieving, they might be confused because this recent one was a 33-year-old who just dropped dead of a heart attack, really, basically.
Wow.
But on the other side, he seems quite happy to be there. Quite relieved, you know?
Exactly. And this is
and
what I've told
that's what
everybody.
We've been told is going to keep happening, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting exactly the same thing. So...
But it's hard for us to learn to release the grief or, you know, to really comprehend that on a cellular level is a bit much, isn't it?
Well, I think that we handle it pretty better, probably better than others, but helping others around us to deal with it can be mm-hmm. tricky. Mm-hmm. And I talked to someone, I talked to the sister of the person that died, who's also been my friend for 22 years. And she was so angry that her sister left with because her husband had died as well. And it just, you know, they had made an agreement that she wouldn't leave, and she did. And the energy just knocked my socks off. I mean, I'm still reeling from it. I mean, you know, I had a big day, but that one really got me. Mm. And so, you know, and these are different levels of understanding, as we know. But again,
yeah, and they don't, just because we have a bigger comprehension doesn't mean that the grief doesn't happen. It's like they're different parts of ourselves, aren't they?
Well, I think it's grief and also anger. That was what got me, was the anger. It wasn't the grief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense, eh?
Yeah. And so let's talk about projections and reflections. I've got actually a great story tonight. And I'm going to use this story as an example because it's just, you know, this, again, my daughter who has been, really, this has been great fun for me. Kind of my daughter and her boyfriend of 3 years. And my daughter, who is this incredible creator, and I mean, we've spent so much time talking about magic and how she creates and kind of, you know, zeroing her in on, you know, none of this is real and this is blah, 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 blah. And she had this huge sale this week, third time. She just started with this company. The third tour she did, she sold the biggest package the company has sold in 2 months. And this is
wow, good for her.
A huge international resort. So this was very big. And, but, you know, this is where I start giggling because she then goes into the creation immediately after this of enemies. And yeah. These people resent her and the enemies and the this, and she has to do a reading every morning to see who she should watch out for. And I'm like, Michelle, wait a minute. No. I said, this is what you do, babe. And I said, you know, throughout your life, I've watched you be this magnificent creator, but there were always enemies around you because this is kind of the drama that you enjoy. It makes it real dicey. But it, at this stage, will interfere with your creations dramatically because we don't have the lag time we used to have.
Okay? Oh, that's for sure.
And it drops your resonance, and it interferes with what you're really here to do. So her Romanian boyfriend, they both work at the same place, they live together, etc. It's been really fascinating to watch them project and reflect to each other exactly the same issues. And
are they conscious of it?
Well, they will be. I've been talking to them quite a bit about it, but it took on another layer today. It's interesting for them. He comes out of a communist rural country. He's only been here not many years. And he was trained for the Olympics from the time he was a very young child.
Oh, my.
So he's always had authority over him, all right,
mm-hmm.
and communist rule. So, you know, except for just recently, although the country's in trouble again, but... So the enemy was always out there. You had to do everything on the black market and this and that and the other thing. My daughter, on the other hand, is this magnificent creator, but has always been at odds with management, parents, authority of any type. In high school, I had such a problem with her in high school because she'd get to the classroom and expect the teachers to be organized and ready to hit it. And they wouldn't... And the vice principal called me in one day and read me a letter from her home ed teacher who refused to even come in and talk to me. She was afraid of Michelle, and because Michelle wanted her to be organized and ready, prepared to go. Oh, my God, it was so funny. So, needless to say, she's never won any Miss Congeniality awards. So today, during a session, and I have this client who's a collective, and we are working in the collective with these huge chunks of history Oh, I mean, this is like 8 pages of stuff that we go through during soul lifting. And I've always known that my daughter was in a concentration camp in her last lifetime. She came back very, very quickly, and she came in very, very angry. I mean, her coming back so quickly was a little hard for me to understand, although I understand now, certainly, you know, that she wanted to be here for this time. But I've never felt this sense of huge karma between she and I. It was never a sense of, you know, with my son, I can look back at all the lifetimes, not with my daughter. I mean, every place she's attracted to, I'm not. Everything she loves, I don't. And now she's with a Romanian, and what came up today in this session, and it was just so powerful, I almost blew my socks off if I had any on. The Romanians cooperated with the Nazis more than any other country and turned in every Jew in the country. And what we were working on in this session today is what goes around comes around and how this is being reflected in huge nationality chunks, because we worked in Jerusalem and all that's gone on, especially, I mean, I don't even remember what time frame it was after the crucifixion. It was around, oh, geez, during Constantine's time. It kind of was in that whole time frame. Between it was the Muslims, the Jews, and the Christians, and all fighting for the same country. So at the end of the session, we started chatting, and I said, you know, I blah, 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 and I, you know, my daughter, because she said to me, you know, Jackie, your daughter really wasn't Jewish. And I said, well, yeah. And so I explained she had this Romanian boyfriend. And what was so fascinating, she says, look at what we just did. And, of course, I'm in channel. I don't remember. And so we kind of talked through it. And we have, and she says, and I'll bet that he's terrified of her because here she is having died in a concentration camp. And he's Romanian. And, of course, she feels very connected to Romania. And so what goes around comes around is a subconscious fear that she will annihilate him, all right, from this lineage issue. What's so fascinating is that this is a real fear he carries.
Hmm.
And I was like, talk about taking projection reflection to a whole new level. And, you know, I sat them down the other night and I said, guys, your total projection reflection people. I mean, you have exactly the same issues. You play it out the same way. And then you reflect it off of one another and both concur that this is really what's going on. So you make the illusion more solid of all these people that are perceived enemies.
Hmm.
And, but for me, this was so complex and yet so fascinating. And, you know, Kryon has said this. As go the Jews, so goes the world.
Oh, my.
But this is the biggest healing that has yet to occur. And so, you know, I thought, well, sure, she'd pick me. You know, I'd like to know what agreements I was signing before I came in. But they have this incredible dance that has gone on for 3 years. And it is, and it's totally amazing to watch. So, this is an exaggerated case, but I'll tell another one. Another client went back to her country, her home country, with her children. She goes every year for a month. And we did a session today, and in her intentions was healing her 5-year-old shame, anger, frustration, all of these different energies that he's feeling in this country. And what happened was it triggers whenever she goes there. She hates it there, but she feels she has to go because her child and adolescent have all the shame and all the, I mean, it's just all this stuff. It's only the child and adolescent. It's her child and adolescent, not her child.
Hmm.
But her child is reflecting it back to her. And I'm like, damn. And once we got through the session, she finally got it. And it was like fascinating. And she's, her energy field, her frequencies, everything are totally different there. She lives in New York where she's very together, but in this country, you could feel her whole emotional body was just vibrating and just spinning out. Really, really interesting. I mean, there are a million ways of talking about reflections and projections. But these two cases to me was just like, whoa. You know, I was just like, huh?
Have you seen any results with her little boy yet?
It's only while he's there.
Hmm.
Okay, he's fine. We've been working together for a year, and they've gone through huge healings. But just there, he's reflecting. Hmm. That's why it was so clear, because he's not like that at home.
Hmm.
And, I want to remind everybody, there are no small players listening to this radio show. I promise you, or to Veronica's show. You just aren't. But we keep thinking we're small. You know, when am I going to know my purpose? What am I going to this? And when am I going to that? And we get so seduced by our daily, you know, minutiae that we really forget. That especially at this timing where we have these huge astrological things coming up, you know, that if we're distracted in the minutiae, we're going to miss these openings, these portals that allow things to really shift and change. And
it's really about surrendering to the, like, the stress, the anxiety, and then the inevitable change that can happen very fast, isn't it, in a way?
It can. It's about, you know, our resonance is all important. And anything that distracts our resonance, you know, and this was the conversation I had with both these kids, is, look, you guys, the minute you go into any kind of negative thought, you drop your resonance, you stop being an attractor, okay? For the great things you want, and start becoming an attractor for all the stuff you don't want.
All the cock-a,
what you're talking about, yeah. All the stuff you're focusing on. And, but they're really getting it. I mean, this is because we've had these talks. She went to work, wow, you know, just, it was amazing. I was so proud of her. I just was, like, thrilled. So, you know, either that or we're still projecting mom and dad onto people if we have unresolved stuff there. Or unresolved stuff with lovers. You know, if we finally healed mom and dad, sometimes some of this stuff with lovers can have some heavy stuff. Bob knows this one. He and I had a talk about my ex-husband.
Mm.
And with that healing, which means I don't have to come back. I was so thrilled. I don't have to come back. But also, you know, I think it's really important. We may not know the bigger role that we're playing out right now in our relationship. We may not realize that. This is why I shared some of this stuff with my family, because I think it's really important to understand that we're not as simple as we think we are, that we really constructed this lifetime very complex. It's really complex, and it's fascinating. And as we start to unweave, we can start looking at these pieces going, no wonder. And but as soon as we get there, as soon as we're able to heal, even one of you, you know, in the projection reflection thing, the veil comes down, and you don't have to run the contract anymore. And it gives you the opportunity then to really be of assistance to one another and appreciate each other, which is, oh God, only took me 48 years of mine. So our higher selves and souls are really determined right now that we get it too. And I'm assuming I know you're seeing this, Veronica. It's like it's coming at us, and the information as fast as we can take it in. It's coming at it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I actually had Ginger emailed me, who channels Galaxis. And she gets the newsletter, and she said, do you really have time to read all this stuff, people? And the answer is yes. I if not for a wonderful squirrel, I wouldn't even do it. But squirrel spoon feeds me. Bless you, squirrel. And because she's wonderful at sorting out the best stuff. So I just want to read a couple of things here that really, the misery of others that beckons you down the rabbit hole, dear Alice, is part of the releasement and part of the karmic process you've signed up for being on Earth. The people in your life that trip you up, that snare you, that trap you, are those that you are karmically indebted to on multiple levels. I thought that was a very interesting statement.
What do we do about that?
Well,
I'm not just being cheeky, but I'm just, it's always good to have...
Oh, yes, you are.
Fix this, Jackie. Fix it.
Wisdom erases karma. The minute you get it, it's done.
Okay, good. That's good.
Okay? It's really that simple. Another state, you've allowed matter to own you. And man, is this, could this be any truer? I swear I'm going to staple this up on every door in my house. You know, for my children, I'm going to, you know, paint it on my daughter's car. Although she's really done now. You know, she's like, I have nothing to lose at this point. I can do whatever I want. I'm like, go and grow. The very molecules of your life discuss your future and can join in attitudes throughout your day. Every aspect of your being, both positive and negative, flows as a battery charge. Imagine that you are storing light like a solar device and you have a positive charge or you have a negative charge. Imagine every thought of your 186,000 second day. You are positively charging or negatively charging the solar battery of your life. Earth is a funhouse, dear ones. You see and take life too seriously. You're in a place in between here and there, a place of pretend, a place that sculpts itself from your positive or negative charge to every thought and situation. That is, I just think that's great. This is another one. Each and every day you wake up worrying about what the day will bring and what is the debris from yesterday. You're a procreator and activist in your life. You are not standing by the sidelines cheering your life on. You are the person behind the curtain as well as the one with the ruby slippers on. This is the rest of that one. You'll be given instructions from the universe within your heart that ask you to surpass any limitation you thought you had. You will be asked to become one with the legions of light, the legions of God that have no fear, the legions of heart light that hold the heart of humanity within the very palm of their hands. And this is the last one. This is my favorite. This one just rocks my soul. You are vast beings that have waited your entire existence for this playing field of life. And when they say entire, they mean entire existence, not just this lifetime. This is the opportunity that we're standing on, and that's why these projections and reflections are an intricate piece of weaving our way kind of out of all of this. In being able to recognize them, and I really and truly, my little eyeballs have been rolling back in my head all week long going, oh. So, and now, Veronica, you're in relationship, so you get to do this in a different way, although I of course, I know both you and Robert so well. But do you think that you and Robert project and reflect?
Oh, of course. But, you know, we're working on it, and one thing I really love is that we're able to see that sometimes and talk about it, you know? Like when you can see it, when you see, it's like with your daughter and her partner, when they can see it, they can drop that, can't they? Yes. And moved, yeah. Well, what
and
if
they, they are working on that. They are, you know, my daughter came over last night and she was going into her story and I said, Michelle, I can't join you in this conversation. Okay? I can't because I'm not going to drop my resonance into the drama. I just can't do it. She said, well, could you put the woo-woo away for 1 minute and just listen? And I said, no, can't do it. I love you. I think you're fabulous. But you can't have it both ways. Either you accept the fact that you're an amazing creator, but along with that acceptance is the responsibility that if you go into the drama, you're creating more of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't in clear conscience join you in it. Now, if you want to tell me little vignette stories and so on, as long as they're not loaded with the high drama stuff and you don't have them front-end loaded, I'm okay with that. You know, your story of the day or how you see different people, that's okay. You know, as long as you keep it light enough to remember, it's a dream, it's a dream, it's a dream, it's a dream. Now, it's hard for us all to remember it's a dream. You don't think I don't get snagged. Of course I do. But I think it's wonderful that you and Robert can, this really speaks, you know, and I have to say this, so highly of bringing into your life a spiritually evolved soul, especially now, so that you can go into these levels of understanding and take things apart. Because if you have a partner who believes their own story and believes the drama, and you're trying to explain to them what it really is, or your version of it, subjectively, then you're never going to get there. I mean, you know,
that's it, because you can lock each other in, and that would be a tragedy.
Well, yeah, and both be miserable, too. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, I just think that it's so important right now to have someone in your life that, you know, even if they're a newbie, you know, in terms of their awakening, not that they're a newbie on any other level, because they're not, but willing to look at, understand, and you know, and explore all these other possibilities, because if they don't, A, what are you going to have to talk about?
Well, I think that's the other thing, is with friends, with the kind of friendships that are really, what is it, evolutionary, I think. I mean, there's all kinds of friendships, but it's pretty crucial to surround yourself with people who are willing to push themselves out of that.
Oh, absolutely. And in all sincerity, it's going to get more and more uncomfortable with people who want to stay in the drama, want to stay in the illusion and the story. It, for all of you, it's going to become more and more uncomfortable. It certainly doesn't mean you go become a hermit. But, you know, if they're good friends and they're calling you up and dumping all their stuff, it's going to drop your resonance. You know, I mean, just to stay conscious and stay proud. You know this one, don't you, Veronica?
Yes. Well, I do think that I'm highly mutable. I think that the updrafts of change or the downdrafts or the combination of the two, it is really hard to stay centered and stable, for sure, and stay. My guides always say, put your hands on the steering wheel of your mind and keep it going.
Oh, I love that. That's brilliant.
And it is something I have to think about, because my mind likes to go everywhere.
Well, yes, it does. We know that. That's what I love about you, honey.
I'm exploring.
Well, you know, it makes, again, you know, the last statement about this, you know, this is the big one of all existence. Do you want to squander it?
No.
I'm not asking you, but, you know, I'm saying this really reflectively.
Yeah.
To me, it's like, there's no way I'm squandering this lifetime on anything stupid that I could avoid.
Right.
That I can avoid. You know, if something comes into my experience, and with this friend of mine that died, I have to walk into a situation that is less than amicable to go to the...
the memorial?
Yeah.
Mm.
And...
I mean, they're not crazy about you?
Well, these are people I started groups in many, many, many years ago, and when I left, they were really hostile that I left town.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And, yeah, and so there was this total lack of forgiveness. It was very, very interesting. So I will be confronting that when I go. And these are people who enjoy their anger and their drama. And but it's okay because I will absolutely go filled with love. I mean, I'm really, really clear for this. I wouldn't be put in this situation if, you know, it wasn't another opportunity to
right.
really watch this play out.
Mm-hmm.
And so taking it personally would be really foolish at this point, understanding that I love them, and I do. I love them unconditionally. Whatever they're dealing with is theirs. Plus, there's a loss of a great friend. So hopefully that will be the...
She wasn't angry with you?
Yeah. Yeah, she was too. But, you know, I talked to her sister today. There's great love between us. So there's no problem there. But it's okay. You know, like I said, I really, walking into this, this was a very unusual situation. I never had a whole group of people be angry that I left.
Hmm.
And it was really a situation where I had to leave.
Hmm.
It was after I died. And it was like, you know, it was an abandonment issue. I was like, what? So it's all right. Obviously, there was some past life stuff with this. I don't know. But again,
it's a lot about attachment, too, isn't it? I mean, whether it's about death or about leaving or people projecting and expecting you to be a certain, you know, that whole thing about them being attached to your presence in their world that way.
Very yeah. much so.
And isn't that the thing we keep learning about? Attachment, attachment, attachment.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And certainly I always look at these kinds of experiences as opportunities for healing. I've always seen them as that, and hopefully this will be that. I'm going in with that intent, so. But I will not lower my resonance to get caught in the... I absolutely can't do that. You know, I can send all the love and love them unconditionally, but I can also set it up so that my resonance goes in, and again, if they're reflecting or I'm projecting, I'm going to get it back. I have to really see what happens. It's going to be a real interesting experience.
But the other thing is, if any of that begins to happen, you're a real master at then grabbing hold of it and moving it for everybody to kind of ride the updrafts, actually.
Yeah, yeah. That is the goal,
yeah.
is to turn this around into a the opportunity to heal. Even if we don't as a group, don't see each other again, that's okay. But
I see several people being so pleased to be in your presence and with you, and I, you know, that's pretty good. The whole group isn't the same.
No. And it's going to be very, very interesting, Veronica. Another opportunity. And I just keep looking at every experience right now that's coming in. Is another opportunity to look at one of our dear people whose brother died with the aneurysm. The team had told her to become more of a clinician, which is, you know, something that John Mack had said to me. And while her brother was dying, they had to pull the plug. And those words kept ringing in her ears. I don't remember it, but she remembers them telling her that. And so she was able to be the clinician. She was able to hold the light and energy and hold the family together as this experience unfolded and take it to a much higher level, which I thought was absolutely beautiful.
Wonderful. Mm.
Yeah, it is. Okay, let me bring in the team now.
Okay. Bye, Jackie.
Oh, wait a minute before I do. Veronica, talk about your show.
Oh, I'm not sure who's coming on next week because I'm waiting for feedback. I really want to talk with someone about conscious dying. So Paradigm Shifters is
going to happen.
We're not going to practice. It's not going to be one of those live workshop shows. But anyway, it'll be 8 o'clock next.
Wonderful subject.
It really is a very exciting subject. It'll be 8 o'clock next Tuesday, Paradigm Shifters, and it'll be interesting. I know it will be, but I just don't know who it'll be yet.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll see you later. Thank you.
And then next Thursday, you're on just before us at 7
yes.
o'clock.
Yes. We were talking about projections and being true to yourself tonight, so we probably will carry on that. And you came right up with projections, too, so there you have it. And it's a call-in show, and I love doing it. And it seems to be working in real accord with yours lately. It's wonderful for me.
It's perfect. You know, it's absolutely perfect. We're doing everything we came here to do.
That's right. And we're having fun.
Yes, we are. I love you. Love you, everyone.
Okay. See you. Thanks, Jackie.
All right. Well, she didn't give us much time tonight. All right. So what we'd like to do. What we'd like to do is, if we would all close your eyes and just go into a gentle state of meditation, we're not going to take you all the way under. Now, we're going to be holding the energy, when we say we do mean we, together with your higher selves and guides. And we'd like you to feel the presence of your higher self behind you. Perhaps a warm touch on the shoulder. Maybe even a scent. Perhaps a little snap in the room. A little pop. Or just this gentle, warm, loving presence behind you. Some of you are more familiar with your higher selves. You're used to the touch. Some of you are not. And with the help of your higher self and all of us, we'd like you to think for a moment. Just let it come up. Don't try to force it. People with whom you have projected. Perhaps a teacher that you projected mom onto. Or a boyfriend that you projected dad onto. Or maybe even a husband. This could be friends. Allow those energies, if you can, now, or different little vignettes, different scenarios of beings, of people, with whom you have reflections and projections. Now, if you have people in your lives, we promise you this, that aggravate you. All right, but their mere presence can just make you edgy. There's something about them that is touching, poking, stirring at some part of yourself that you've repressed more than likely, or that you don't like about yourself. Now, bearing in mind that all of these people are really here to help you, not to hurt you. Because you see, people, sometimes you need someone to poke you to get you to look at, recognize, pull up, drum up those issues that are deep within you that you don't want to admit to anyone, some of those things sitting in the shadow. Oh, look at her, she's such a bitch. As you shove down the bitch in you, you know, down into the shadow down here. The competitors in you. Oh, they're so competitive with me. But you see, all of you, you're humans. We want you to understand this. The majority of you have a need to compete because it's bred into you, people. Going all the way back to the beginning when you had to compete for food. And then in play, in different forms of sporting, which although you didn't have names for, who was the strongest, who was the biggest, who was this, who was that. Thousands of years of, for women competing for a man to take care of them. It's all of you have it somewhere. The person that's critical of you. Where's the critic in you? See? Or are you self-critical? And all they're doing is reflecting back to your self-criticism. And just allow these people to kind of float in so that you have an idea. Perhaps even scenarios or things you've discussed or reasons you've gotten angry at them or hurt by them. So that you have more direct experience of projection and reflection. For women, the man that you wanted so to save you because daddy never did. Or the man you wanted to fix because you couldn't fix dad. For men, I want a girl just like the girl that married dear old dad and then you marry them and think, oh God, I'm sleeping with my mother. Protection. Even though they may not be really anything like. But your projections are strong. Some of you are great projectors. When you can allow these experiences to be fluid without self-judgment, when you can lighten up and look at your humanness, you see, and appreciate the fact that as a human, you have foibles, people. You're going to have weaknesses. You're going to have areas where you're just a human. And they're going to show up. Now, don't beat yourselves up, but look at it. Oh, jeez, look, I did that again. Oh, jeez. You know, women are notorious for this, of looking at other women, comparing themselves. Men usually do it with jobs or income. Women tend to do it with looks or the way they dress. For some of you, takes on a whole different connotation. It then is, who's out there doing spiritual work? You know, do I compare to them? Can I ever be like them? This is when you bring in the comparison piece. And if you've got comparisons going on, in your pocket are projection and reflection. Because unfortunately, if mom and dad aren't healed and you're projecting them, the person you're projecting them onto doesn't have a prayer. And may not understand. And this is the time, people, now, especially right now, to clear up as much of this as you can. For some of you, you've had mother projections on many people and father projections on many people. Because that is the mainframe. That's where it begins. Some of you are beginning to see people for who they really are for the first time in your life. Some of you are looking at your partners going, oh, that's who you are. Oh, goodness, well, you're not my dad or my mom or whoever. Then you have to decide if you really like them, as they so conveniently played that role for you. Now, children, the projections and reflections continue on, people. This is why mothers can lean too heavily on sons. All right, if the father is gone. Well, the father can lean too heavily on a daughter if the mother is gone. Where the children lose their childhood, in essence, because they're taking on responsibilities far too big and projections that they really didn't want. But your children, you see, when you can look at their beauty and you can see the wonder in them together with the other issues, that's all right. But so that you can see them clearly without the projections, because as humans, so many of you gauge who you are by what your children do. Oh, look, my child is beautiful, or successful, or rich, or whatever. With some foreign belief that that somehow makes you more. Look what I created here, right? And so you may have children coming in to this experience. Now, some mothers who aren't divorced project their ex-husband onto their son. Makes it very difficult for the boy because the mother is still unhealed with the ex-partner or vice versa. These are the complexities, you see, and the variables, and there are a lot of them. There are a lot of them. Some of you have looked for saviors, either feminine or masculine. Be the mom that I never had, or be the dad I never had. Take care of me, nurture me, or save me, buy me, take me. It's been part of your human drama, people. And now is the time to pull off the mask, to pull off the projection. You're still going to have reflections, but the projections need to go.
And we'll have to end soon.
All right. What we'd like to do with all of you is work with you tonight in the dream state on healing these projections that are hurtful for you. If you will call us in, we'd be happy to work with you. Some of you may wake up in the next few days with this, or sometime during the day, have this aha moment. That's what I was doing with them. No wonder I loved them or hated them. We love all of you so very, very much. It is always a joy for us to be with you and with you, Veronica.
Thank you, and you.
We send to each and every one of you our total, complete, unconditional love as we surround you all in our light, imbuing you with love and the light of the universe. Until we speak with all of you again in this format, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste. Good night, everyone.